Zog de Mishnah, we'll see again the Mishnah, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Zog de Mishnah. Shnei Sirei Yoyim HaKippurim Mitzvosin Shiu Shneim Shovin. The two Sirei Yoyim HaKippurim, Tzor LaHashem and Tzor LaAzazel, so they should be Mitzvah L'chatkila means they should be Shovin B'mare, they should look the same, V'koyma the same height, U'v'domim the cost same amount of money. U'v'l'kichosom Ke'echod, they should be acquired the same time. And the Teshonim over here, Radavi points out, that means that if you buy them from one person together, so likosim ke'echod, you can buy them from two different people, so you have to have two different sluchim, each one is your shliach, and since behekdash mois akoinois, v'nos lakas v'komloi, so you can have the exact same time, you buy by store A, stay by store B at the same time, and it's shach likosim ke'echod. V'yav bish ein shovin, even though they're not shovin, this din is only l'chatchilik din, even if they're not shovin, meaning if they're not doima b'mara b'koyma v'domim, it's good. Likewise, when it comes to the chosin ke'echot, if they don't acquire them at the same time, look is also ksheirin. Zok the Mishnah, what?
What's the
svar of the chosin ke'echot? Gemara is going to say on what base gzeres hakosuf. Zok the Mishnah, look echot hayom ve'ech lemochar. If you take one today, you buy one today, meaning if you didn't acquire it together, ksheirin. Oh, meis echomen, if let's say one of them died, now it depends when it died, the partner. Im atchloi higil meis, if it before the meis a girl of echla shem echla zozel, so then you just take another one in its place. So then you're missing one, take another goat. So yikach zug l'sheni. V'im ish higil meis, if let's say it was meis after the meis a grola, so then now you can't just take another one. Explains to me, Iri, v'balt is a din, that it has to be aydei goyrol. What's decided, what's l'shem, what's l'zozel? Aydei goyrol. If you already made a girl, so this one is Hashem and this one is Azazel. One of them died. Let's say Hashem died. So now you're going to take another pair. So Pshat is, it's automatically Azazel because let's say Hashem died. So now you need another Hashem. So it's automatically going to be now Hashem. It's not all day girl if Azazel died. So you're going to replace it now as another one. It's automatically Azazel. It's not all day girl. So the only way to do it after Meitz Sheigrel is only by taking another two. Because you have to shtelavek what's Hashem and Azazel. I day girl. And not I day default because I'm missing one. So that's replaced that which is missing. So mainly you have to take another zug. Masheng lifnei girl. So then what's fair? One died. We don't know what it is. You take another one. And the girl is going to be on both of them. Because at the end of the day, the shame is going to be shafen, created al de goyro. And you have to have a shame al de goyro.
If
what?
If all the girl was loymak, then it's not shrek, then...
It's still a chathchila, you have to have a girl. Zog the Mishnah. V'yoymar, so v'yemish yigl meis, yovizug acha v'yagil ale, oh. If it's after her, Yovizuk Achav Yagil Aleim Betchilo. And you have a new girl of a Yomim, you say as follows. If it's after the girl, so now you have to make a whole new zug. So now you picked another one. So what do you say now? If the Metzias was the Lashem, it was after the girl died, so you have to say, Zeh Shalom Lagor Lashem Yiskayim Tachtov. So they say now that this one that became Lashem, it's a new girl, new Lashem and new Lazozel, is in place of the one Lashem that died already. Bimishal Lazozel, Mason, if Lazozel died, so then you have to say, Zeshal of a girl Lazozel, the one from the two pair, the new pair, that's Lazozel, you have to say that's in place of the original Lazozel that died. Yiskayim Tachtov. Vahasheni Yiroyat Shistoiv. Now the second one, because you end up now with three Sirim, one died and two replaced, and whole new Zug. Vahasheni Yirachi Stoiv. So there's machlokes in the Gemara if it means the pair of the original or the pair, the second one of the new one. Let's assume it's going back on the original. The new one is the new girl, Lashem Lazozel. The old one Lashem died, this Lashem was replaced. But the old Lazozel, it's Yirachi Stoiv. You can't just let it be killed. You can't just let it die because Chatzis ain Chatzis Tzibu Meisos. That's Tanakam's reason. Vahasheni Yirachi Stoiv. But you do with the money is v'yimoche people domel in a dover ketsam is berach should not be empty, should always be something on there. She ain't chatas tibur mesa. Mashen grab Yehuda old, no. Tomus, it's allowed to die. Because the Yisrael Machlokes is, we know chamish chatois are mesos. Now, Tanakam Mashita is, three of those do not apply by tibur. ain't tzibur mesa. That's what Rashi explained. Tzibur is not mesa because no such thing as a tzibur mesa. If the bialim could be mace, two bialim could be mace. Shutvim, but a tzibur clearly so 600,000 people can be maces. So chatzat tzibur cannot be that bialim a maces. Likewise, chatzat tzibur cannot be oyster tmuva because ain't tmuva by the tzibur only the yochid. Chatzat tzibur can't be vlad chatos. Why? That's one of the chomish chatzos maces. Why? Because it's only bezocher, not in a keva. Vlad is only by in a keva. So since three of them don't apply by tzibur, zok tanakama, the other two don't apply by tzibur either. So mela, the animal cannot be put to death by a tzibur, even though be'etzem of let's say the if it's let's say niskaper be'bailam ba'acher, or let's say it's a ben shoner, that's another two of the chatzameses, even though that's shach by tzibur also. Tanakama say once three don't apply by tzibur, all don't apply by tzibur. Ain chatz tzibur mesa. So mele can't be put to death. It has to be yirat shistoyev. The Buddha says no. What it doesn't apply for, it doesn't apply for. What it does, it does. It doesn't apply by nekeva. It doesn't apply by tmura. It doesn't apply by the bailim mesa because 600,000 people can't die. But it could apply that the animal's mesa in the skapa ba'achov its ben shana. So mele Reb Yudah says no. Tomus, the second pair, should be put to death. V'oidom Reb Yudah, and it's really the same yisoid. Nishbach adam. If let's say the blood spilled from one of the seirim, yomus. So now, the other animal, Yomus HaMishtaleach, that means the Mishaleach that's supposed to be thrown off the cliff is put to death because Chatz HaTzibur is Mesois in this type of Tzibur, where it's not a problem to the din of Chatz HaTzibur Mesa. Or Mesa HaMishtaleach, let's say the Mishtaleach died, so Yishof Chadam, the blood that's about to be spilled, is to be poured from the Chatz Hashem, and the Gemara is going to explain because the Bido holds the Balachayim HaNitchim and also Chatz HaTzibur Mesa, we'll see in the Gemara. Now, Tais Shonen, before we see Omer Beis, says, Likchosen Ke'echod, a big Yisoid. Oh, that we saw, Shalakam Yodim Echod. The Tais Shonen, before that, he says that even though in Ben Sarah and Murray, we know the Gemara says, Lahayv La Nivra, why? Because B'neinu Zeh, you have to have Ov V'imoy, Shomer B'Marah V'Koyma, and it's impossible for them to be the exact same Marah, Koyma, and voice. And here we see that it is Shayach. B'Zeh Yev Shalios. So Tais Shonen says, Poshet, Baye Behema, it's Shayach. More, so even though it's by a person, it's not shaykh, by a behemoth shaykh. Now here we're talking about a male and a female. That's really another teretz, because by a behemoth, you can have twins. Shaykh is amatzias, you have twins. By a zoch and a keva, there's no such thing as identical twins. So male, it's zaka not shaykh. Over the imo is zoch and a keva. So male, it's not shaykh. Here it's shaykh, b'matzias. How is it shaykh? It's shaykh, are they twins? It's shaykh, b'mara, b'koyma, b'dor. It's shaykh, such a matzias, mara, koyma. And all the identical things. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Samach Beis Amid Beis. Nishbach Adam is after you finish what's it? What does that mean? Finish it. Let ask me afterward. Let's ask me. Afterward. Don't finish the Amid. We didn't start the Amid yet. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Yikach Shnei Sir Izim Miutz Irei Shnayim. So now it says in the Posik Yikach. Shnei posikiz umeis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei siri izim lechatos v'aylech loylo. It says shnei siri izim. Shnei means two and siri means two. Zog demora miut siri shnayim. So why does it say shnei? Matam alam shnei shu shneim shovin. So this exists a kosa. From where do we know that it be shovin b'mara? Zog demora, but it says shnei even though it says sirim. Plural sirim, and still it says shnei, shneim shovin. Minayin apishen shneim shovin. How do we know sama akiv? How do you know apishen shneim shovin ksherin? Tamid loyma, soya, soya. It says twice in the parasa, it says it's kosher b'dievet, even if it's not equal. Why? It says in the posuk, v'hikiv an soya asher olav agero, l'ashem, v'asoya asher olav agero, l'azozal yomat chai. Why does it say soya, soya? Soya, soya, twice enumerated singly, is to tell me that it's not ma'akev if they're not equal, if they don't exactly look identical. So avada you need the chatchila because it says shnei siire, and it didn't have to say shnei siire because siire is miut shnayim plural. Why is it shnei to tell me it has to be equal? But it's not ma'akev. It says soya soya.
Torah tells it
didn't look at chizmediyavet. But these are drushes. The Gemara is dashing which words would mean likuva, which are not ma'akev. That it's not likuva. Zog Gemara. Talmud loy my soy soy riba. Talmud om rachmona, it's only because the Torah was marba. Holoi robi rachmona, if not for this ribu, you have what of soy soy? Havamina psulin. There's a havamina. Havamina that it's possible. So gmori kuva menolon. Where do we see in the Torah that it's ma'akif? Where do we see that it would be b'di evet possible? So Rashi points out very important.
If you're going to tell because it says chuk in the parsha, hobein rabbi de bein rabbi chemel loksiv chuk el advarim shem in avoida. The avoida over there is ma'akev whatever's written in the parsha. Avaloy al alakicha she mitmoil shilshaim. The acquiring of the animals, the twins, that's not in the ma'is avoida. That's when you acquired it. So when you acquired it, it has to be doime b'mara ube and look the same in the same color, etc. Mashenke in the fact that it says chuk, that's going on the parsha of the avoida. Now the question is, why is them being twins not a chelik in avoida? What are you makriv? A korban that looks the same. So why is it not a din in avoida? Why should chukka not go in this? State on Rashi that no, the din that they have to be doima and twins and equal and look the same l'chatchila is a din in the acquiring and not a din in avoida. Yes, it's going to be applicable by avoida. You're not going to switch animals, but it's a din in the ma'aseh l'kicha when you take it. Yikach shnei sirim and ma'ase yikach in the lekicha. It's not a din in the carbon. It's not a din da avoida. So melo the gzeres because of a chukah would not apply to it.
But it's only 5
sukkim
away from each other.
Chukah would have a kapara. But it's going in the whole pasuk. Chukah is going in the whole pasuk.
That whole pasuk, but here
you're
10 sukkim away.
Chukah is going in the whole pasuk of Yom Kippurim, but in da avoida. Zok di Oh, so zok dem over time dogi brachmona. Time dogi brachmona, holo dogi brachmona ave in psule in ikum nolm puder we know it. Zok mo sagt dat khamina, shnei li ikuva. It says three times in the parsha, it says the word shnei. It says what's it called? Shnei li ikuva. The pasuk says shnei siri izim. It says shnei numerous times. So, because it says shnei shnei liikuva, so you would think it's liikuva. So we said that it's kosher, even if not doima. The fact that it says shnei and tsire is a reason why it's ma'akev, that it has to be the same. But how do we know at the end of the day that it's mamash liikuva? Not from chukah. From where do you know it? From the fact that it says three times shnei. It says shnei tsirim. Then it says shnei. It says numerous times the word shnei. Oh. Now, the Goyin in Kol Yotaka says, when it says Shnei in the Torah, that's a makar of something being the same. Because the Shnei Ma'oiras HaGdolim, by Maisa Breishis, the beginning of Maisa Briya was, it was, Levana was like the Shemesh. Where do we know that it was equal? What's the makar? The makar is Shnei Ma'oiras HaGdolim. It says by the Briya was Taka Shnei Ma'oiras. Shnei Ma'oiras. The Lashon Shnei means that it's equal. That it's Taka the same. So the Havmina was that it says Shnei. Sorry, hand at the end of the day, you have sorry to tell me that it's kosher if it's not the same. So, Shnei, Lomeli, what's the pasuk telling me three times the word Shnei? Zok Gemara as follows. Chad, Lemarim, Chad, Lekoim, Chad, Ledomim. The din lechatchila that it has to be equal in price and in height and in looks is learned out from this Shnei, but only lechatchila dekedin, not a b'diyeva dekedin. And it's taken not ma'akev from the fact that it says soya. Zok the Gemara, Tani Nami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Similarly by Mitzera, same drosha. It says, Gakifsa Mitzera, it says, Yikach Shnei Kvosim. Now Shnei Kvosim, it says Kvosim is plural and it says Shnei. Why is it redundant? Why does it say again Shnei? Yikach Shnei Kvosim. Miut Kvosim Shneim. Matam Alem Shteis, what is it Shnei? She was Shneim Shovin. What does Shovin mean? Like we said, b'mara, b'minyan, u'b'domim. Zog digamoga, b'mara, b'koyim, u'b'domim. U'minai shal pishayin shneim shovin k'shon, how do you know that it's not ma'akev b'di'evet? Tamaloy ma'kevesh kevesh. Just like we said before, sawyer. The animals written separately, singular, is so that kosher b'di'evet. So to over here it says kevesh. It says, v'lok ha'koyin ha'kevesh, v'shochet ha'kevesh. Why do you say kevesh? To tell me that it's not ma'akev. Kevis Ribo. Zok ma time the Rabbi Rachman the same drosha. Hello, Rabbi Rachman. If not for the Ribo, I have a mina psulin. You would say it's possible. So if I can already kuvim and nolon. From where do we know that the kipsi at mitzera would be ma'akev b'di'evet if it's not the same b'mara u'bekoyma u'bedomim? Sagdat chamina tiyeksiv. Oh, it says in the pasuk tiye. Now tiye is clearly a lashon of ikuva. Zois tiye teres hamitzera. Tiye is like chukah. Tiye is a lashon ikuva.
So Melatir is telling me that's the Havmina that's not Takam Akiv. Not a Gemara, Kfir Zois, Vahash, the Rabbi Rachmona Keves Keves. Once we said Keves Keves, that it's kosher, even if it's not Doima, but the Evid, it's kosher. So Tia Lomli, what's Tia telling me? Now, before the Gemara had a similar Kasha, Vahash, the Rabbi Rachmona Sawyer, so Shnei Lomli, and we answered Chad Le Marev, Chad Le Koim, Chad Le Domim, that it's only Lechatila Dikadin, but it's not Ma'akiv. Here we can't say this, because here we're saying, for the Chatil again, before we said, here we can't say it because Tia Gufa means Nikuva. The Taich in Tia means Nikuva. So we have to say something Nikuva. So Gemara Mahashe, the Gomer, Achmona, Keves, Keves, Tia Lomali. The Gemara can't say it's going on the Chatil the Kedin, like we said before. Shnei is telling me the din of Lemara, Lekoima, Ledomim, only Chatila. Here we can't say only Chatil the Kedin. Tia means Ma'akev. There are things that are ma'akev because in the parasha mitzvah, yes, the color and the height and the identical and the price is not ma'akev, but the other parashas of Tyra that are ma'akev, and that's where the tia is going on, and that's takeli kuva. A third parasha similarly.
By Mitzvah, by the Tzipporim, the beginning of the 8 days.
Kiagavna. Tzipporim is a miyud rabim mishnaim. So miyud tzipporim mishnaim. Matam lema shtei. Why do you say shtei tzipporim? Shu shtei in shovois. They have to be equal, b'minyan, u'b'koyma, u'b'domim. U'minayin, from where do we know? Sha'ap ishein in shovois, k'sheres, that if it's kosh even b'dievet, if it's kosher, if it's not, Talmud Loima, tzipor, tzipor. Again, just before we said, sorry, keves, keves, tzipor, tzipor, the bird itself mentioned singularly, is to tell me that it's kosher with the Eved. Tzipor, tzipor, riba. It says, v'shochtza tzipor achai, v'shochtza tzipor echod, v'tzipor achai. So it says tzipor, tzipor. Zog ma time to go brachmona, only because it's nisrabe, holoi brachmona psulois, if not for that, we'd say it's possible. Zok the from where do we say that? Where would you say what's the makar? Yikuvim manolon sag dat chamin on txiv because it says tia. Zok the mogam with the same pasha. So it's tia teres amtsera. Vashu the rabbi tzipor. So tia lomli. What is tia telling me? Zok the mogam again the same beside l'shar avoyer shamtsera for other things in the pasha of tziporim in the beginning of the pras of the tyre, not at the end the eighth, but in the beginning of the days. But it's tziporim. It also is certain things am akav, not the mara, the koyim and the domim. Zok the mogam yochi gabit tmidin ami by tmidin it says. By the Tmidim it says, Kvosim b'nei shono shnayim layoim tomid. So it says Kvosim, which is Rabim, and it says Shnayim. Ihochi gabi Tmidim nami neima Kvosim, emiyut Kvosim shnayim, matam lom shnayim. So what is Shnayim telling me? That what? Shishtim shovin. They should be equal in Mare, Koyman, and Domim. And how do we know that it's not Ma'akab by Tmidim? Uminayin, Shabishen, Shem Shovin, Ksherin, Tamil Loimar. Kevish Kevish. It says Vesa Kevish Echo Tasava Baker, Vesa Kevish Asheni Tasabin Aboyim. So Kevish Kevish again, the animal singularly mentioned by itself is telling me that it's Amaakiv. So Kevish Kevish is Ribo. Now, Zogdi Gomorrah, Ule Mitzvah and Amid Binon, you tell me Lechatchila there's a din. It's Kenit Zain. It's a Shaykh that Korban Tomid every single day is going to be Le Mitzvah, B'mara, B'dom, and B'koyma. Now, why can it be Zayin? So Rashi says it can be because she was named Shovin. There's a Masecht called Tomid. In Tomid state, Nishta Zazach has to be equal. Now, it could be it's even more than that. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi also, the Hainu. It's not Shaykh by someone that's every day that we learned in Omid Aleph that it's Shaykh, that it's Tzvilling. Shaykh, it's twins. By Ben Sari, you can't say that. By an animal, you can say it's Doima. It's Shaykh's Amatzias. So this Matzias, you can say Yom Kippur once a year, you find a twin. This Matzias, you can say Mitzera whenever it takes place. This Matzias, maybe you can say even on the Musaf and Shabbos once a week. But to say every single day to meet twins, it's impossible. From that alone could be a reason why the Gemara says not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh, Chathil Azadin. Ula Mitzvah, Chanam, Debi Inon. Zog the Gemara, no, you need it. To tell me that what shneim shov the shneim you need for something else. You don't need shneim to tell me lechatchila that it's shoving like before drasha. No, haumi boy lechatanya shneim layoim. It says shneim layoim, right? It says in the pasuk, "Vamad lam zeisha shkivel Hashem kvasim and eshot tamim shneim layoim oylo samid." What is layoim telling me? Shneim layoim keneged ayoim. You have to shecht it keneged ayoim. That means you have to shecht it at the onset of the day when the sun is coming out and rising by sunrise, when the rays are rising, rays shining on you. connected ayoim. Atoim connected ayoim and elah chavis maybe just means chavis ayoim. Kshoim es hakevis echad tasa babeiker. Ves hakevis hasheni tasa ben aboyim. So we know already one is connected ayoim and one is in the afternoon. Hakei chavis ayoim omu umanu kam shtaim layoim connected ayoim. That means akoponim connected the sun rays. Ketzar, how's the shach connected the sun rays? Or mokum that it could have been the time of the sun rays. The tzofen side, the northern side, and the ma'ariv side, is since the sun rises in Mizrach, so the furthest end, you have to go by the tzofen of Mizbeach. It's a tzofen, you have to shecht. And you have to go now to, all the way towards the ma'ariv, so you can see the sun rays coming in. Remember, the wall of the Beis Mikdash is very tall. So the further you're away, the more you can see the sun rays. So you go to the furthest point, tzofen ma'ariv, not tzofen Mizrach, because you're not going to have sun rays over there. Now the question is, they shechted it. The Gemara said Kriyashma, you don't blame with them because you shechted so early. So it means the time that it's a mukum that it shechted that the sun rays would appear at least the first sun rays. Upon him, either it's physical the sun rays or shechted that it's roy for the sun to come over there. Umanim v'kaim shtam liyom kriyam yom kaitz. Thomas shechted yinishchal keren tzvanis magovis al tabashni on the second ring. There were four rows of six rings. Now, those rings, you do it on the Tabashniyah away from the Mizbeach. Why do you put the neck, the animal that shouldn't run around, in the Tabashniyah? Now, the reason is because the first one, Rashi says, you leave open for the feet. You have to understand how the animal is located, according to Rashi. But the feet is in the first one, and the head, which shouldn't move, is in the second one. Tosis learns that no, not like Rashi, the second Tosis, nearly the minadino ilo lishchot al Tabas Rishoyna. Why not the Rishoyna? You want to remove the glolim, not so close to the Mizbeach. Tayshonim said the third chat, since we're looking for sun rays, so the first one, you're in the shadow of the Mizbeach. You want to be removed from shadow, that's all void, that's you're going to the tzofen side. You want to have the rays coming in. So what do you know me in the first ring? Because the shadow of the Mizbeach is in the way. And in the afternoon is the opposite. Since the sun sets, so you want to be connected the sun, meaning the end of the day. So you have to go all the way to the Mizrach Tzofen side. Shebein Abayim and Nishchash Ken Mizrach Tzofenis Al Tabashniya. Musafin, the Gemara finishes off. Musafin Shal Shabbos. But it says Shnei Kvosim. What is the pasuk? Bnei Shana. Oh. Shnei kvosim b'nei shon, it says kvosim, which is plural. Why it say shnei? So mushofen shal Shabbos, vada tzirim shnei shovim. Those taka have to be, lechatchila akoponim, have to be shovim. Now there's two girsas. Rashi brings a tzad, that it means that what? Shnei kvosim, that it's likuva. That's ma'akiv, and he says that's very shver. Because the Gemara doesn't say afterwards, echod legabois, api shnei shovim lahachshir. So it comes out and it means lemitzvah. It only means lemitzvah, it doesn't mean that is ma'akev, but the musaf in taka, now according to the pshat that it's not every day, taka shaykh has amitzias. Let's see the next Gemara, Tonu Rabbanon, Gemara says, Alom, the shechilik now, Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, Sheshochtem Chutz. We notice something called Shchut Echutz. If you take the Siri Yom Kippurim and you shechted it outside, actually, Higla Lane, before the Maisag Rola, so Mela, it's not yet a vekestel. Which one is Azazel? Because Azazel is not shchut echutz. It's not shchut bichlal. Azazel is not shechted at all. It's not a carbon. So actually, higel before the agrola, so chayv al shneim. You chayv on both of them shchut echutz. Misha higel alein after the ma'isa agrola, so chayv al shashem. The one lashem is chayv al shchut echutz because he shechted it out. Upotz al azazel was not a carbon. Actually, higel alein chayv al shneim. Frag the moment why lemay chazi lemaisi before the agrola it's not roy yet. So how can be chayv and shchut echutz before it's roy? Shchut echutz means it's meant to be an animal carbon, and you shechted it out. It's not roy for the lashem yet till the ma'isa agrola. So how could actually higel be chayv and shchut echutz? You're right. It's not that roy for the sir b'fnim. There's another sir on Yom Kippur. We always talk about the two sirim, Lashem Lazozel. There's another one. The musaf of the yoim. The sir of the musaf of yoim is nasa in the mizbeach hachitzoyna. It's roy for the mizbeach hachitzoyna. So a melech, if you checked it out, you took this animal that you acquired, kedush taguf, and you chayim at shut echutz. Fagamogu maishal l'sor anas b'fnim deloy. Why for the sor b'fnim? Do we say it's no good? The mechus agrola, since it's mechus the ma'is agrola. So it's not yet considered that it's avekashtalt for that. So l'sor anas b'chutz nami l'chozin mechus avodis ayoyim. The musaf of the yoyim have to be after the avodis ayoyim. So it's not roy for the musaf ayoyim yet. And for the gemogu sovra achizda, ein mechus as man l'boy b'yoyim. It's right for that day. Just that it's lacking in this man, the other animals have to be brought. That's not a chisaron.
So the Gemara is differentiating. Like Rashi starts with the sugya. Shnei siri yom kippurim, that means you acquire them, and as soon as you acquire them, they have a kedush aguf. So Rashi, shemishi lokhon him kedoshim. They're kodesh redim kedush aguf as soon as you acquire it. Shem etrumas halish kabo. And now you shechten him chutz azora, so you can't be chayev on shchut echutz on the fact that it's before the hagrola, because even though it's a kedush saguf, but it's not yet soil Hashem. It can't be a vekeshtel that I shechted soil Hashem b'chutz, because not a shame of soil Hashem yet until the hagrola. So before the hagrola, it's not shaykh mitzvahs of shchut echutz, because it's lacking this ma'is hagrola, and that's a chisorin in the guf. Masha'enkein, the chisorin of the fact that it's roy for avodas hayoyim for the musaf is not a chisorin in the guf. It's just lacking that the other avodas have to be done before it. That's not a chisorin. That's ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim. Now the Biskrov says that this din of ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim is only kapit din of shchut echutz, meaning it's considered that you chayav on shchut echutz because ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim. But avada, it's ma'akev in the seder. You can't. It's possible if you do it before the avodas hayoyim out of place. If you do the musaf before the rest of the avodas hayoyim on Yom Kippurim, then it's not going to be possible. It's chisaron. Mechus zman doesn't mean it's kosher. Ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim le'inya the din of shchut echutz, that it's considered that you shechta shchut echutz to shame korban musaf, even though you still have to have the other avodas before it, because that's not a din in this animal itself. That's in the other animals that have to be brought beforehand. So the klap in the din of shchut echutz, ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim. But legabe the din of seder, of course it's ma'akev, and it's possible if you did the musaf before the avodas hayoyim. Zok Rashi ein mechus zman l'bei b'yoyim le'in sor hachitzoin, for the sor hachitzoin, for the avodas hayoyim, meaning the musaf. So ein kan chisorin ma'ase begufoy. There's not chisorin in the guf of the animal. El chisorin zman. It's just chisorin zman. You have to bring the other avodas hayoyim first. Shadayin lo yigi zman amusofin. Uzman agoy l'bei b'yoyim ein ze chisorin zman. If we're talking about that you didn't do the Maisa Agrola yet on the soil Hashem, it's before the Agrola. So Avakav the Maisa Begufon, the Maisa Agrola is not a Maisa in the Guf, because we learned that Aliyah's going to mitach Kalpi's Ma'akiv, the taking out of the Kalpi's Ma'akiv. Avala Nochoso ain't a Ma'akiv, to place it on the animal's head is not Ma'akiv. So it's not a Maisa in the Guf of the animal. Afilo hochi hoil umitzvah hamura b'ani kemchus ha-maisa domi. Zog to Rashi, a big yisoid, that the hagrola, even though it's not a mice in the guf of the animal, varaya, the ikir that you take it out of the kalpi, out of the lot, you don't have to place it on the head, that's a ma'akev. It's still considered a maisa in the guf of the animal, even though it doesn't have to be done on the animal. But since it's a mitzvah hamura b'an, it's a mitzvah that's said about this animal, so that would be considered a ma'isa begufoy. The mechusas man that you have by the avodas hayoyim, that's ma'aka before the musaf, that's not called a chisorin. That's not called a chisorin. There's no chisorin in the guf of the animal. You just have to have other kabbalas done before it. So mele, that's not called a chisorin, and that's why it's called a shchut echutz, because em chus is man l'beyoyim. It's an animal that's roy for the musaf, and you shechted it out, that's called shchut echutz. Masha enkein, before it's a soil Hashem, before the hagrola, it's not called shchut echutz, even though it's kedush saguf. It's not called soil Hashem yet. Now, even though this is not a mice in the guf animal either, because you don't have to place it on the animal, but it's since it's amura behen, it's said about this animal needs to have agrola, so it's considered a mechusa, like a mechusa mice in the guf, and memela that would not be considered shchut echutz on the koinem agrola. Zok di gemara, omer avina, hashed omer avchizda, mechusa agrola ke mechusa mice domi. Now that we're saying that mechusa agrola, even though it's not a mice in the guf, but it's like a chisorin in the mice aguf, because it's necessary for the animal to have agrola, and mechusa agrola ke mechusa mice, so it's not, you're not having shchut echutz. So hod omer av yudom ashmul, shlomim sheshochtan koim sheniftu dal sehechel, if you shechted the korban shlomim before your opening of the Pesach oil moyed, it's possible. The pasuk says, shenemar, vishochtu Pesach oil moyed, so even though it's not a mice in the shlomim, but since it's necessary for the shlomim, it's like a mice of a goofy that's lacking. So memela, if you take a shechted before the psichas dal seichel, it's a psul in the carbon. It's v'shoch to pesach oil moyed, v'zman shu pesuch v'lo v'zman shu nol. So memela, it's taka ma'akev if you shechted it before the opening of the pesach oil moyed. And zok Rashi, Hodom Hashmul mechusa psichim kumchusa meisa. The lacking of opening the door is like a chisson in the meisa of the goof. Why? Va'avgav the meisa beguf and shishlom. It's not a meisa in the goof. Just like Agrola, we said, it's not a meisa in the goof. You don't have to place the lat on the animal's head, but it's meant for the animal. You have to do the Agrola for the animal. So here also, you have to open the doors for the animal. It's about the shlom is said you have to open up the doors, so it's like a ma'aseh begufin. That's chosa. And so, mele, if you taka shechted before psichas dalsa zechel, it's a psul taka. V'shochta pesach al moed only bisman shepesuch, only bisman shu no. So, machlokes v'shoinim if it's only a shlom or all karbonos, but kaponim this yisoid it's considered like a chisson in the ma'aseh, and mele it's a psul in the ma'aseh itself if you shechted before psichas oil moed. If you take the shlomim and you shech them before psichas dal sehechol, kodem shifchu dal sehechol, you're potter, you're not going to be chamed shchut echutz. My timer, mechusa psichik, mechusa maise domi. Just like we just finished saying, that if you shechted the soil Hashem before the agrola, out of the chutz, it's not considered a chisoron of shchut echutz because not royal Hashem yet, because mechusa maise. And mechusa ma'isa in the goof, even though it's not in the goof, it's for the goof, it's considered mechusa ma'isa. That's not called shchut echutz. So we're also, since you need to open the doors for the shlomim, and if you shechted it bechutz before psichas dal seichel, so it's considered mechusa ma'isa. Mechusa psichas mechusa ma'isa. Mechusa ma'isa, it's not considered that you shechted the shlomim bechutz because it's not yet royal shlomim, because you have to do a ma'isa in the shlomim, the ma'isa psichas dal seichel. And unlike Musaf Ayoyim, where even though it's lacking the fact that you have to do the other avoid it before it, avoid it sayoim, but that's not called the mechusa maisa, so you would be chayv and shchut echutz if you shechted those bechutz.